Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. States up and down the eastern seaboard are bracing for high winds and severe weather after a large and powerful storm system, which included multiple reported tornadoes, swept through the South and the Midwest. NPR's Dave Mistich reports that officials in Arkansas, Illinois, and Indiana are reporting deaths related to the storm.
About 70 miles northwest of Chicago, the roof of the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois, collapsed. Officials say about 260 people were inside the music venue for a heavy metal concert. Belvedere's Fire Chief Sean Chadle says that wasn't the only issue emergency crews had to deal with.
At that same time, we also got called for numerous gas leaks. We had an electrical fire behind the building. The power lines were down behind the building. Trees down, and also an elevator rescue.
Similar scenes played out elsewhere, like in Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee, with cars overturned, trees uprooted, power lines downed, and rescues to help people trapped under debris. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
One witness to the theater roof collapse in Illinois told a local television station that winds went from 0 to 1,000 within 5 seconds. One person was killed. Dozens were wounded. 3 people reported dead in both Arkansas and Indiana. The deadly shooting in Nashville, Tennessee this week has renewed the debate over whether to pass stricter gun control laws in the U.S. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the White House and congressional Democrats say the fight for tougher laws is far from over.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says passing what the administration calls common sense gun reforms shouldn't be a back and forth debate.
As the president has said, we need Congress to act now. Doing nothing when guns are the leading killer of our kids in America is absolutely unacceptable.
Earlier this week, President Biden pleaded with Congress to act reasonably, adding that the majority of Americans think having assault-style weapons is bizarre and crazy idea. Congress passed new gun safety measures last year, but many Democrats argue that the legislation didn't go far enough. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris visited a farm outside Zambia's capital today as part of efforts to highlight ways to secure food supplies amid global warming.
The impact of the climate crisis is unmistakable and, without any question, in my mind, poses an existential threat to our entire planet.
The farm Harris visited uses new techniques and technologies to boost its vegetable crop. Harris is wrapping up her trip to Africa today, calling for $7 billion in private sector investments to help Africa cope with climate change. And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Former President Trump is expected to be arraigned in New York City on Tuesday. A grand jury in Manhattan indicted Trump this week in a hush money case involving an adult film star. He is the first former president to face criminal charges. It's been exactly a year since Amazon workers voted to form the company's first unionized warehouse in America. The company, which supports NPR and pays to distribute some NPR content, continues to fight that union victory. NPR's Elena Selyuk reports that the union is nowhere close to negotiating a collective bargaining contract.
It was a stunning victory for the upstart Amazon labor union against one of the biggest employers in the U.S. at a warehouse with about 8,000 workers. Amazon tried to overturn the results, and federal labor officials disagreed, ordering the company to start negotiating with the union. But Amazon continues to appeal, and the legal fight could go on all the way to the Supreme Court. Since then, the Amazon labor union has lost elections at 2 other New York warehouses. And this week also marks a year since Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama got a do-over on their union election. And in that case, the very outcome of the vote remains stuck in legal limbo. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Pope Francis joked with reporters today, saying he's still alive after spending a few days this week in a hospital in Rome. Francis was discharged following treatment for bronchitis. In a statement, the Vatican says he will deliver the Angelus prayer tomorrow on Palm Sunday from St. Peter's Square. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.